It's the Nerdlings Podcast, or actually it's Magic Monkey Mania number 45, podcast number 380. I'm WC Chronicles, and this is the second part of the bootleg album that Mabel has put together for you to listen to for your listening pleasure, what's going to be on Side B from the Nerduverse. Isn't that right, Mom?
Yeah.
Mom, Mabel, you're one and the same, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to play the next group of the songs here, which we're going to put make it available for people to listen to and download fully without all the talking that's going on, right?
Yep.
I'm glad you're okay. That's what you're
glad to keep me quiet.
That's why I need a good yes person. Okay, so here's the first track on Side B. This is a song called Tomorrow by Mickey Dolenz. From a 45 that he did in 1983 in England from the Bugsy Malone production. It's the original soundtrack. This is Side A of the 45. It's a fun, hard one to find. This one should have been part of the MGM singles, Ian, if you know that or not. Here it is, Tomorrow. Was a good one. The
B-side
of that is a song same from the Bugsy Malone theatrical production called Fat Sam's Grand Slam. And Mickey is not pretty much advertised on the B-side, but he is a prominent vocal on that. I was looking for that one that we could put into the collection here, but I couldn't find it in time. So it'll be on the next one whenever we turn it up. Next song. This is a song. This is a 1981 Peter Tork. He's done the song Higher and Higher several times. I was really pleased back in the 90s when they actually started to add this to the Monkees concert list. But this is a song from a cable TV show, Pulse Plus Show. It was a lip sync that he did, but I believe the mix is a little bit different than what was released on the 45 and then from the other kind of lip syncs that he did on a few other television show appearances of this. So here's Peter Tork doing Higher and Higher, alternate mix. That it's just a whole different arrangement and just a lot more banjos, as you said. I said banjo, and then you said banjos.
Yeah, more than one.
Two banjos are going on in there. It's a whole different version of what's released on the 45. I like that one a lot. So, yes, this podcast is coming to you from a live session. It means the music is going straight on to you. We're talking a little bit about it in the background. Later, post in a few days, I will put up a link on it, and you can download it without all us talking. But this will get your feet wet at least, right?
Yep.
Getting your feet wet, which I think would be a good way to segue into the next song, which is a demo that Davy Jones did for the song that he had at Post Monkeys, Rainy Jane.
I like that one.
Here we go, because it's got kind of a rain theme to it. 1971 demo.
Oh.
That is that's Davy Jones's version of Rainy Jane, the demo from 1971. Now, that was an A-side on Bell Records, I believe. On the Brady Bunch, he sang Girl. I would have thought it would have been nice if they could have made that a double-sided single, and that could have been the song they could have played at the following credits. Maybe him and Marcia could have been dancing.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Marcia was cute.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a double plug instead of just one song. But hey, that was 19-something, and we all don't know it at the same time. But anyway, let's get to the next one. This is Peter Tork doing his cameo on the TV show Wings from 1995. It was a TV show called Wings.
Oh, okay.
He's playing himself, and he's going up against one of the, I don't remember the lady character name, but she's got an obsession of wanting to buy this stuff at an auction. And what is being bought is, up for bid, is the Monkey Mobile. And this will take it for a few minutes, because I think this audio needs to be having a home, and it's got a home now here.
It's the Monkey Mobile. Stop. starts at $7,000.
$7,000?
No, Helen, don't bid on that.
Joe, what are you doing here?
$8,000. Honey, I think you have a serious problem.
Yeah, I will if I lose the monkey mobile. $9,000.
I have $9,000 from that daydream believer.
Just go outside and talk about this in private.
Later, Joe.
Helen, why would you want the monkey mobile?
Oh, because I lost the Partridge Family bus. And besides, I love the monkeys. I'm just a huge fan of theirs.
$10,000.
If that jerk would stop beating against me, the car would be mine. $11,000.
Honey, that jerk happens to be Peter Tork.
Yeah, who's he?
I have $11,000. Do I hear 12?
$12,000.
$13,000.
Look, I'm really sorry about my wife. I don't know what's gotten into her. I used to have a monkey's lunchbox. Big deal. We got squat from those things.
$14,000. $15,000.
$16,000.
Look, excuse me. This car means a lot to me. What could it possibly mean to you?
This car represents a very special time in my life. I've wanted to own it for a long, long time. And now with a few smart business deals and a pizza commercial, I have the extra cash to buy it. Please, won't you let me have it? Oh, for God's sake, honey, let the man have his monkey mobile.
I think so. $20,000.
$24,000. You know, this is ridiculous. You don't need that stupid car.
Sir, please, I'm trying to conduct an auction.
No, just hold on 1 minute.
Don't give me back the paddle.
No, I'm not going to give this back to you until you tell me why you're buying all this stuff.
Because.
Because why?
Because.
Why?
Because I need some stuff.
Why do you need stuff?
Because, I don't know. All my stuff was destroyed in the fire. My house and my belongings and my whole life.
Your life? We have a life.
That's Helen Hackett. I lost Helen Chapel in the fire. My journals and my photo albums and the blanket that my mom brought me home from the hospital in. And that little charm bracelet that I was going to give to our daughter someday. All that stuff's gone, Joe. I don't have any of that left.
Ladies and gentlemen, fair warning. We're at $24,000. That's the last bid to Clarksville. Do I hear 25?
Honey, it means that much to you, then?
$24,000 going once? And going twice? Sold at number 28.
You okay?
Yes.
I mean, I know you lost a lot, but you didn't lose everything. You still had me.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Okay. Remember? For richer or for poorer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we won't get any poorer.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, our next item up for bids is Mick Jagger's leather jacket from the Sticky Fingers Tour.
Hey, thanks for letting me have the monkey mobile.
Sure. Enjoy it. I just hope you're as big a fan as I am.
Okay, there was Peter Tork's appearance on Wings. I like that because it's like she is clueless that he was a monkey. Her character is.
Okay.
Okay. All right, our next one here is... This is, remember that remix we did the other day, the last closeout song of Mary Mary?
Quite contrary.
Well, no contrary, but the song, yeah, a long remix. Well, I got another remix here, but not of Mary Mary. This is Valerie remixed by someone, they call themselves Nyromatic, and this is from 2010. I like sharing these remixes because it kind of gives you a different aspect of what the Monkees' 60s music could have been if it was brought in today. With a dance mix and in electrical...
It was real popular.
Yes, it very would have been. So here it is, Valerie remixed by Neuromatic, 2010.
Yeah.
I like that because that is one that I would put on a mixtape for a long road trip. It's got the original music, and it's got just it almost sounds like a remix from 1994.
Nice and relaxing.
It is. It is. Next one. Do you remember the TV show, The Courtship of Eddie's Father, Mom?
Yeah.
Brandon Cruz, who was the little boy.
Oh, yeah. He was cute.
Oh, yeah. He grew up to be a punk rocker, though.
Oh, yeah. They all grow up to be punk rockers.
Tattoos. He had ears piercings.
That's no good.
Well, I don't know if he had the piercings, but tattoos and anything. Anyway, his real name is Brandon Cruz. You remember him?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay.
I don't say no more.
All right. Yeah, the whole tattoo thing and the scars and the hardware in the face just ruined it, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, you'll be happy to know, but back in 1998, he put out a punk album called Best Friends, Brandon Cruz. And he did a punk version of that theme song, He's My Best Friend, with Mickey Dolenz in 1998. It got left off a lot of collections. It's never been really put someplace where everybody can find it and enjoy it. So here it is.
So much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or we're talking sun to sun, he's my best friend. He's my best
I like that one. It's almost, you know, it says be a punk version, but it's more of a piano boogie-woogie style.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed. Good. We got the Mabel approval on that. Next one here. This is a soundcheck version from 2018, this year, in Ohio, of the Mickey and Mike show. This is them doing Good, Clean, Fun. And I actually amped up the volume a little bit on the vocal on this so you can actually hear it live. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good, Clean, Fun soundcheck 2018 Ohio. Mickey and Mike Show.
Yeah.
There it is. Soundcheck. Good, clean, fun. 2018, the Mickey and Mike Show. And they're taking the show to Australia this coming year.
Oh, well, I'll keep them busy.
Going to go down under. So I think music collections sometimes need to have at least a cover version or at least an interesting cover version once in a while. I like to include those in here in collections like this. Do you remember the guitar group The Ventures, the instrumentalist? They were from. They had one member from Portland and Tacoma and Seattle, Washington.
From my time.
It was right at your time, Mom. They played guitars only. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here is The Venture. You know, Jersey Mike doesn't even remember The Ventures, so I guess he's in good company.
Thank you, Mikey.
So here is The Ventures doing A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. Written by Neil Diamond, The Ventures. He wrote it, and The Ventures did it, but the Monkees had the hit with it.
Everybody was happy.
Everybody was happy, and everybody got a royalty check somehow. Okay. You know what a parody is. A parody is a song that has had the lyrics changed, but the music is still the same, usually to make fun of something in a topic or give a different view or an opinion.
Good idea, whatever you said.
Okay. This is a parody from 1999. The group is called The Apologetics. It's a spoof on Pleasant Valley Sunday, and there you're calling it Armageddon Valley Someday. If you listen to the lyrics, it's going to talk about Armageddon. It's pretty good, actually. It sounds like something Weird Al Yankovic might do.
Power today, he's got a soldier. Beatles. They'll hear one their souls. They're looking forward to the sea.
Sure, but I think they're a German group too, because I think I hear some German dialect going on in there as well as English as well.
If you say so.
I need a lyric sheet for that. Okay, so we've been doing the Magic Monkey Mania podcast here, number 45, episode number 380 in the mix of things, and I've been forcing my mom to be part of the whole.
You didn't force me.
Oh, I didn't force you. Okay, I'm not paying you either.
I don't care.
So, in a day or so, this will be all up and you can download it and have it to your collections. I'm declaring this is the Nerduverse Volume 4 of the Monkees, because all this stuff I'm picking... Well, we'll leave the Portland, Oregon part out. We got one more track. This is the Monkees' second comeback single from the album Pool It. It was the song called Every Step of the Way. They released it as an alternate mix on the 45, and you can tell it's the alternate version, I should say, because partway through the lyrics, you'll hear Davey say in the song, "Listen to me, honey." And this is an alternate mix, I believe, from the Monkees' Music Box, which is still a favorite of the fans, of how well it was mixed and presented, because it just hit the levels right all the way through the album. And this is kind of the alternate mix of the alternate version on the Music Box of the original 45 release. You got that all?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Shirt one.
I love that version. It's kind of the 1987, the year FM radio started to die.
That was a favor for me.
Well, that's this part of the Monkey's Magic Monkey Mania podcast number 45. Download it in a couple of days. I'll put it up. These will be clean versions of all the songs. I'm going to maybe even make an album cover for it because, well, this is the way I want to listen to it. Anything else you want to say, Mom?
Nope. Have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.